It's hats off to Manoa Valley Theater and its 50-year history. To mark the event, it is showcasing a production of the drama Allegiance. Thanks to Central Pacific Bank Foundation, it's presenting the Hawaii premiere of the true life experience of actor George Takei, who many of us grew up knowing as a beloved Star Trek character. Now, Paul Maitre is the guest director of the production, which, by the way, is not playing at Manoa Valley, but at the historic Hawaii Theater. So mark your calendars.
This one is a different one, and it's in a way it's kind of separate from the rest of the season. It's going to be performed at the Hawaii Theater for only 2 weeks. We're cramming about 14 shows into you know, like 11 days. And we have, I think, for one of the first times for MVT, we've hired some equity guest artists to come in, including Kathleen Stewart, who is a local girl, but she was working and living on Broadway in New York. So we've brought her back to play the role of Nurse Hannah. And then Ethan Lee Fong, who played Sammy in the Los Angeles production with George Takei. Both Dwight, Kip, and I all saw that production, and he was marvelous. He was absolutely great, and we thought if there's any way we can bring him out too. Plus, he has that legacy and pedigree of doing the show.
We have a clip of him. You want to set the stage?
So his character Sammy is the whole family has been thrown into the concentration camps, and he wants to enlist to show his loyalty to America, especially with the hopes that then they would let his family free. That wasn't actually the case, but he was really trying to do the right thing. His father was very strongly against it and says, you know, no, you have to, you know, stay with us. And so the whole show really is about divided loyalty. Where does your allegiance lie? And in the song, Sammy is trying to figure that out because he's absolutely trapped and caught in between two allegiances. And in the song, he tries to figure out for himself, what do I need to do? Where does my allegiance lie?
Okay, let's take a listen.
It's time we took action and found a way out of this place. Set an example, help others to see beyond race. Although my face resembles our enemies in war, I am still American, nothing less and nothing more. I may not be a scholar, much as Pop wants me to be, but I'm not some nameless body in a crowd. Hip-hop would only see the soldier I could be. I'll finally find a way to make him proud. I'll finally find a way to make me proud.
And it gets better.
It does. The song is called What Makes a Man, and that's the next line that he sings. And the rest of it is trying to figure out, you know, what is it that, and it's just a great line in there, you know, what is it that defines me as a man, as a person, as a son, as an American, you know, what is it? And he has to make some really hard decisions. And so do the rest of the internees as well. It isn't just, oh, everybody sign up, enlist, and join the 442. Some of them decided to burn their draft notices. They felt that, you know, again, they were going to resist, and there is a song called Resist. They were going to try to stand up for what they believe in. So it isn't a show that says there is a right way and a wrong way. It really tries to say these people were caught in a very untenable situation. What do you do in that?
So this production, though, short run, lots of moving pieces,
yeah.
But people need to know and mark their calendars because it's really going to be an experience.
This is a landmark musical. I really, really believe that. It is such an important story, and because the whole story of the internment camps was hidden for so many decades, and only recently has it really begun to even be taught in the schools, and I'm pretty sure it's not taught in all the schools. So getting that word out that this is what happened, and especially in today's world where with other immigration bans happening, this is not an isolated event. This is something that could easily happen right now. Some of the bans that, you know, that the administration is talking about, very similar to the immigration ban of 1924, that pretty much led directly to the Executive Order 9066.
So we have the incredible stories here that people have lived, and it comes at a time when a lot of our veterans, a lot of the folks that were in the 442nd are passing on. Mm-hmm. You know, we just recently had Ted Tsukiyama pass as well. And so a lot of those stories really need to be kept alive, and it's through productions like this that kind of shine the light on this time in our history.
Right. I think that, that theater, its primary goal is to tell stories and to keep stories alive. And since this story needs to be told, needs to get out there, and especially with the generations passing, it is just a vital piece. On Broadway, it was short-lived, but I think it was before its time. If it had come a year and a half later, it would have been so timely.
So we have this showpiece, I guess, for the 50th anniversary of Manoah Valley Theater. But I don't know, was it difficult to come to this decision? Like, yes, we're going to do this one?
I wasn't privy to those talks, but I'm pretty sure that as soon as the rights for Allegiance were released, I'm pretty sure that every theater in town tried to get it. And I think for Manoah Valley especially, they felt very, very proud to be the standard bearer for this show, to be the ones to bring it to Hawaii.
And you had such a varied season this year.
Yeah. It's what I love about working with Manoah Valley is that they really try to have something for everybody. You'll have your comedies, you'll have your dramas, you'll have even like in Shipment Day, you'll have local stories being told. And then you'll have your edgy musicals, and then you'll have a musical like this.
That was director Paul Mitri talking about Allegiance, the story of the internment camps, which is being presented by Manoah Valley Theater, but will be on stage at the Hawaii Theater downtown. It opens this week, Thursday, March 28th, and runs through April 7th.
Hip-hop would only see the soldier I could be. I'll finally find a way to make him proud. I'll finally find a way to make me proud. What makes a man is his dignity. When he stands for what is right, what makes a man is his loyalty. When he fights his nation's fight, what makes a man is what he makes of himself when he's giving it all he can. For all our sakes, I'll do what it takes. I must be more.